Did y'all, would y'all have, you mentioned a seesaw, you get on those and start?
Seesaw, yeah.
Yeah, did you ever, what about other, would you have something like one that went around, did you ever see those?
A merry-go-round?
Uh-huh.
We made our own jumbo, you know.
Tell me about that.
Take about four or five planks, and take one real long plank, and put on top of it. Put four or five and stack them up this way, and take a long plank and put across them, and two get on there, and then you could split the scissors, cut the wire or iron, you know, whatever they call, we call it, you know.
Cut the wire?
Yeah. You know, like when you go up in the air and you say you're going to cut the wire, you know, you throw your legs out, one go out in front and come back down, you're laying on the board even.
Okay.
In order to make that person go up without miss hopping off the board.
Yeah.
And you say you're going to make the bed, that means you jump and spread your legs way out and touch them with, touch your feet with your hands. And come back down on the board, stuff like that.
Boy, y'all, you're pretty good, man.
Nah, not too good.
Oh. Okay. Any other games you remember? Did y'all, like I said, did y'all swim much?
Nah.
Was there a place nearby where y'all, you did that?
Mm-mm, not after we moved it.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly take a tie and take a rope, you know, put it in a tree, made a swing out of it.
Uh-huh.
And you could take a board and make it fit down off in that tire and get in the tire, you know, or somebody push you in case you come back and hit the tree, you know, that tire I have a better chance of hitting that tree before you would.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. Okay, now, when you fish, did you ever go out in a boat? You've been out in a boat?
Just since I got married.
Yeah. What about those little boats, what they call them, you know, they might have a kind of a...
canoe type of boat?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
You know what a bateau was, or a piro? Y'all had those in Midtown. Now, when you just built a boat, and you were going to put it in the water, you say, I'm going to...
If they, you know, did something like that, now a bunch of kids probably would make a raft, you know, try to make a raft and make it float.
And launch and...
get out, but you know, they wouldn't... You, somebody been on tried it out, see how deep it was. And after we moved, there was only one man that had a poem, and that was Doc, in which, you know, he didn't particularly like blacks to swim in his poem.
Yeah.
But usually not, they would slip over in it and swim or something. If he found out, he'd start shooting. But usually that's like on, you know, one that they went swimming in,
mm-hmm.
Something like that.
But Doc, he faces the only place where people swim, where?
Yeah, where he let, you know, most white. And then, you know, when they built the school, the white kids had a pool, swimming pool.
At this,
right, they had a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
But used kids, you know, over our way that went swimming, they used slipped in Doc Savers and went swimming until he put a whole bunch of snakes in there and then keep people from swimming in. And then he put poster signs up and stuff like that. Well, you know, snakes can't stay in muddy water.
Mm-hmm.
And usually three or four of them get in there right quick, you done muddy the water up. And then he got in there. And just hope that he didn't find out that you was in his pond swimming. Something like that.
Yeah. You got the best of him, huh?
No, he got the best of us.
Well,
in
I know. I know what I mean.
Yeah, when we sneak over there and go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to pick black bears and stuff like that.
Yeah. Talking about the things you wore or the things you got for clothes, what did you get?
Most blue jeans. And back then, you know, the guys wore what we call Sweetwater. Richard.
Sweetwater.